It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Hey Maria, you sound just like Clayton today.
Indeed. Just
Maria's
filling in.
Maria's not here. Clayton's here this morning. Good morning, Clayton. Thank you very much. And the DVD review rolls out at a very unusual time, but nice to have you here, Clayton, anyway. Oh, lovely morning, isn't it?
Loving being here on this day. It's a pearler.
Now, what have you got for us today? The DVD review today, we've got a movie called the very boring sounding movie, The Country Doctor, but not boring.
No, it's actually called Irreplaceable back in France. Obviously, a French movie from doctor turned director Thomas Lutti. It was at last year's film festival.
And doctor turned director. Interesting.
Yeah. It is. Like, imagine that. You're studying to be a doctor and go, oh, make some short films, and lo and behold, he's actually quite a talented filmmaker.
So let me read this blurb. This gentle, good-humoured film about a doctor, Francois Clouzet, facing illness himself and reluctantly inducting a younger city doctor, Marianne Denicourt, sounds pretty,
yeah.
Into his country practice, has been a great hit in France, upholding the humane values embodied by the old-style GP.
Oh, thanks for doing my job, Mike.
It has clearly touched the vein of nostalgia, which may run just as deep in New Zealand, you suggest.
Yes, Clayton. I think I enjoyed it. It's one of those, you know, charming French dramedies. I don't know if you've seen The Untouchables.
It's, Johnny, you've seen that?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Some time ago, though. It was a bit...
2011.
I had to go back through the mists of time in my brain to
now,
recollect it.
Yes.
I did actually enjoy The Untouchables.
Yes. Now, that is an amazing movie. It has the same actor, Francois Clouzet, in this. And he's just one of those guys who's just, like, charming and a bit cheeky. And him and Marianne have...
Isn't that all French people? Aren't they all like...
Yeah. Oh, God, I hate them. Got too many friends with French boyfriends, stealing the girls, and they have really great chemistry.
we don't even try.
Yeah, don't even try. Just bastards.
We did. They stole us.
But yeah, if you like a good French drama comedy sort of thing, this has got these. So old Francois, he's like late 50s. Marianne, she's actually late 40s, even though she's like doesn't look it. And it's great to have a movie where like, oh my God, like you've got a female character in her 40s, not like the typical Hollywood convention of romantic interest.
No, that's
sort of
very French, though, isn't it? French do a sophisticated middle-aged woman very well, I think.
Oh, yeah. Like, French movies in general, like, they just, you know, they don't follow the norms of, like...
Are we allowed to do that? It's three guys, are we allowed to sort of say that? Yeah, of course we are. Yeah, shut up. As a middle-aged man, yes, I am allowed to say that.
Yeah, and because you know if this got remade in America, it'll have, like, George Clooney as a role of doctor and someone in their 20s, like Emma Stone, as a female interest.
Sure.
But
sure.
This...
America.
Yeah. I know, because you're remaking The Untouchables too, which is, you know, come on, guys, just... That's why this is a huge hit in France, did like $15 million.
Really, yeah.
And like one of those breakout art house hits that I think over here would do well, like maybe a bit more you take your mum to and sort of, you know, like...
Well, could I take my mum to this one? She enjoys a good foreign film.
Oh, totally.
Yep, she loves it. Good.
It's got one of those cool things. Not only are the lead actors really good, but it's got a cast of eclectic country folk and like a lot of the humour comes from the trials and tribulations in the doctor's practice. You've got like, you know, some kids coming in with... not kids, teenagers with genital warts and like things like that. The humour's quite different, you know? Yeah. But that sort of stuff, you know, you get a lot out of.
Yep. It's the French do a really good job of sort of celebrating their culture with their films too. Like you say, you know, it's like into a good classic country practice, you know. I can imagine that they love that about themselves as well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They really enjoy the fact that France is France.
Yeah, you know? And like French movies, like they don't shy away from like social issues too. So not only is it like very French for the, you know, there's food and there's wine, but they have things like tackle issues like abusive relationships, dying with dignity, building infrastructure in rural towns, like just stuff which, you know, other Hollywood movies might just shy away from.
Yep. All right, well, we've got one of these to give away as well. We've got a copy of the DVD, The Country Doctor, to give away now. Let's give it away to somebody who wants to call it 309-3879. Something, I'm trying to think of some sort of doctor's visit related story.
Oh,
you know,
good question.
Well, someone's just coming straight in there with a doctor. You got a doctor's visit related story?
It's a bit personal. I couldn't tell it on air.
Well, that's not going to be for a good radio, is it? I'm trying to think of like
a hint.
Where the doctor's come back with a good response, you know, and sort of gone, you haven't been eating beetroot for 9 days, have you? That sort of thing. No.
No, I haven't got a good story. Unfortunately, I'd have to go into the archives to remember that.
So all right, okay. Well, I'm trying. Yeah, maybe it's not the best way to give it away. Yeah, no, I can't really think of anything better, though. So 309-3879. Okay.
Good try, good try.
Yeah, yeah. You got any thoughts there, Clayton? How you like to give it away, you think? What's a...
If you, you can name the other movie that guy starred in, Francois Cluzet.
We did mention it there. We mentioned the fact it's getting remade in America as well, didn't we?
Yeah, with Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart.
So, FM, good morning.
The Untouchable.
It'll do us. Bingo. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony, there you go. Tony, didn't have to tell us when you went to get your ingrown toenail cut out there or your that lump taken out of your hootenanny and whatever?
I had a bunion years ago.
A bunion? See, that's a comedy sounding. That's a comedy sounding thing. That's like that's up there with the mumps. Comedy sounding, yeah. You know?
Yeah,
bunion, verruca, corns, warts, you know?
No, nothing like that. No genital warts, no sexual diseases.
No, see, let's not get into that again.
Yeah, let's not. It's funny in the movie.
All right, genital warts, funny in the movie, yeah, but not in real life, eh?
No. Ooh,
hey,
no.
Remember that time?
Yeah, but let's not talk about it.
Okay, right, stay there, my friend. We'll get your details, and you can win yourself a copy, and well, you have won yourself a copy of this DVD. And I think it's a good time now, too, for us to take four names to go into the draw for the Skull Candy Crusher headphones. So let's do that now, too. Johnny, if I was you, I'd swing around to the phone here. Get ready to get busy. We'll take this guy. We'll take your details. What's your name again, sir?
Tony.
Tony, thanks for listening to The Breakfast Show.
My pleasure.
Oh, no, my pleasure. And the four people that call up after Tony will go in the drawer for the Skull Candy Crusher headphones. They're wireless, you know, and they sound mean because the bass is massive. Thank you, Clayton.
Hey, thank you.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.